Well, we thought we might explore the issue of leadership a little bit. Are leaders born or made? And it's one of those questions that people never get tired of, because leaders have to have communication skills, they have to have presence, they have to have charisma or EQ, which is emotional quotient. There's a whole range of things. And the question about whether that is inherent in a person or whether it can be learned has raged in schools and management schools for many, many years. We've got Ricky Novak on the phone, who's a professional leadership speaker, and I thought I might put the question to her. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well indeed. So are leaders born or made?
Well, it is, as you said, one of those age questions that doesn't seem to die. And maybe it's a little bit of both. Maybe it is as much as it is gender-oriented as well as generational. Maybe it's part of our own genetics. Maybe it's part of how we're nurtured. But there's a lot of things go into what leadership is and certainly what leadership isn't.
Yeah, I guess that one of the things about leadership is that it's not the same in all places, so it's situational. So there has to be sort of different types of skills applicable to different environments, I would imagine.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, leadership is more than a title. And sometimes I think the problem is lumped into what is the title? What is the actual definition? And I think we get too caught up in that rather than understanding. It's really more about the actions and behaviours that one demonstrates that is in the best interest of the company, people, or customer. So it means at any level of an organisation, knowing you've got permission to make decisions, be accountable, step up, and step in with confidence to know you're backed by others. When you've got that in place, you'd be surprised how many leaders there are in your organisation that don't have a title. They're just going about their job, doing a great job, but they don't have any letters after their name that signify that they're a leader, but boy, they're behaving like one because they've got permission to act like one.
You see, when you talk to teachers, kids in school even emerge as leaders, you know, long before they've done any formal leadership training, and that's not an uncommon trait. I guess that does lend credence to the theory that many leadership skills are intrinsic in the person.
Well, we can say that, and you can watch a young child sort of take control of the situation and they're more dominant. Others are reflective. Some people are collaborative and they like to discuss things. No different in the workplace. So you transition children from playing in the playground, those take dominant roles and organise teams and, you know, or run the concert or whatever it might be in the school. And you'll actually find, come back, you know, 20 years later and they're the same people doing the same type of control or behaviour in the workplace, provided they've been nurtured along the way in a very positive way. So we've got to look after those people who've got very dominant personalities to make sure that they understand the impact of that style on others. You know, does it diminish someone's capacity to step in? And does it bring out a reflector in the group to take part in more conversations? If they're guided and they're intuitively good as a leader, they will attune themselves to making those adjustments along the way. But left unattended or left unaware of the impact of their behaviour, boy, it can go sadly very wrong.
I guess one of the, or not just one, but some of the things that people are now demanding of leaders, whether it's in the workplace or whether they're politicians or whatever, is authentic leadership, good values, high levels of integrity. So, you know, leaders, at least in government these days, are under so much scrutiny, but people are demanding a more authentic style of leadership, which is honest and has strong integrity, perhaps more than they did in previous generations.
Well, very much so. But, you know, it takes guts to step up and lead authentically, because it might be going against your own values at certain times, and you've got to, or the values of the organisation, and you might have to sort of adjust and think, oh, well, this is really tricky. I don't feel really connected to it in that particular way. So having the courage to say no to a behaviour for someone else is very hard if you're in a position and you are aspiring to going forth again. It takes guts, and sometimes people resist stepping up because they feel they don't have that sort of courage. And I think as Australians, you know, we sit on the edge of that sometimes. If we If we're too gutsy, we can be presumed as being aggressive. If we're not gutsy enough, we can be presumed as dead wood.
Yeah, and also I think that in some organisations, as you rightly point out, when you're coming into a leadership position, if you have some concern with the way an organisation operates and it doesn't sit with your value style or your authenticity, then it does create a bit of dissonance, doesn't it?
Oh, very much. You know, and I think in the first instance, it would be fair to say not everyone in leadership roles got there because they actually wanted to, or they were indeed ready for it, perhaps even aspired to it. Probably fair to say that some people simply expected to become a leader after serving time as a capable manager, and if they didn't progress in some way, you know, they would be out. Mm. But it's unfair to assume everyone can be the leader based on the values of that organisation, because they may not have come into the organisation with the intent to stay, but you know, they did stay over time. It got comfortable and they got promoted and they're receiving a good wage and remuneration for the work they did. And then after a while, they found themselves in a position that perhaps it's untenable, but gee, where do I go? Now I've got a family and a mortgage and where would I find another job? Yeah. So I'll just stick around. But then there's a dissonance between their own values and the values of where that organisation may be going.
Mm.
It's pretty hard to step out of it when you've got obligations.
It is indeed. Ricky, thanks very much for your time this afternoon. 9221 882 if you want to make a comment about that. We're going to go to a break.